Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Friday, January 12th. The US and UK militaries carried out strikes in Yemen overnight, targeting Iran-backed Houthi rebels. The attacks are significant and could mean the Israel-Hamas war is becoming a wider Middle Eastern conflict. President Joe Biden says he ordered them in response to relentless Houthi attacks on ships in the Red Sea that started back in November, and said he would not hesitate to order more. Many companies have stopped their ships from traveling through a vital trade route in the Red Sea because of the attacks, which is threatening worldwide supply chains. A US official reported that more than 60 targets were hit in 16 different locations in Yemen last night. A leader from the Houthi group has described the strikes as barbaric, and Iran has condemned them as a, quote, violation of international law. But a Defense Department spokesman said they targeted the weapons being used to attack ships.
These strikes, again, were intended to be very surgical, very precise, and very deliberate to degrade and disrupt Houthi capability.
Blizzard conditions are set to be unleashed on the eastern half of the U.S. today, along with severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, and brutal cold. On the southern side, the storm is expected to cause another severe thunderstorm event over a large part of the southeast and portions of the mid-Atlantic. Further north, the storm is expected to gain strength as it moves east today, enveloping more of the Midwest with snow. Chicago will feel the chill, as it's under a winter storm warning from early today until at least noon tomorrow, with more than 8 inches of snow expected to fall that could exceed an inch per hour. But other places, like Des Moines, Iowa, will be hit harder, with a blizzard warning expected later this morning through tomorrow morning, with between 6 to 11 inches of snow expected. And that blast of Arctic air could also affect the Republican primary. There are concerns Iowans will have to brave what looks likely to be the coldest caucus in the state's history.
So on the 15th, on Monday, it's going to be so cold. Like, I don't even know what negative 15 is.
Like other candidates, Nikki Haley is pushing supporters to turn out for the caucuses. Though former President Donald Trump is undeniably the frontrunner, grabbing second spot is vitally important to both Haley and Ron DeSantis. Each hopes that coming in second in Iowa will bring them enough momentum to challenge Trump in the New Hampshire primaries and beyond. But with Monday's wind chill expected to hit minus 40 Fahrenheit, it may be tough for some to come out and caucus. And halfway around the world, voters are getting ready for a different election that could have a huge impact on global politics. The small, vibrant Asian democracy of Taiwan is holding presidential and parliamentary elections tomorrow, and their outcome is being closely watched by China's communist leaders. China has long claimed Taiwan as part of its territory, despite having never controlled it and the fact that most of the people there don't want to be ruled by Beijing. Only one of the three leading candidates favors getting closer to China, and there are concerns around how Beijing could react to the results, especially given US support for Taiwan in recent years. Up next, a lawsuit and an FAA investigation. Boeing's week goes from bad to worse.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Passengers from the Alaska Airlines flight that lost a section of its plane while it was 16,000 feet in the air have filed a lawsuit against Boeing. The suit says the incident led to some physical injuries and, quote, emotionally traumatized most, if not all, aboard. CNN has reached out to Boeing for comment, and this comes hot on the heels of the FAA announcing an investigation into the company's quality control, which it says it will cooperate with fully. That's all for now, but we'll end with an update about us. We're changing hours. Starting next week, you can hear Five Things Monday to Friday at 6 a.m, 9 a.m, and noon Eastern Time, as well as at 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. I'll be back with today's next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.